Ready?
Yes.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vishwam Vishnu Vashakaro Bhuta Bhavya Bhavakrabhu Bhuta Krit Bhuta Krit Bhava Bhutatma Bhuta Bhamana Bhutatma Paramatma Sharukanam Paramagati Avyaya Purusha Sakshi Kshetra Gnyoksha Evacha Yoga Yoga Vidhan Veta Pradhana Purusheshwara Narasimha Vapun Shriman Keshava Purushottama Sarva Sharva Shivastanur Bhuta Nirvidyamyaya Sambhavo Bhavano Varta Prabhava Prabhudishwara Swayam Bhujambara Ditya Purusharaksho Mahaswanaha Anadi Nidhano Data Vidata Dhaturuttamaha Aprameyo Rishikesha Padmanabho Maraprabhu Vishwakarma Manusvastha Samishya Savirodhuvaha Agraya Yashashvata Krishna Logikaksha Prakardhanaha Prabhuta Sikaru Dhamma Vitram Mandalam Param Ishana Pranada Prano Jeshta Shreshta Prachapati Hiranyagarbho Bhugarbho Mahabho Madhusudanaha Ishvaro Vikrami Dandi Medavi Vikramakramaha Anuttamo Duradarsha Kritajna Vidiratmavan Suresha Sharanam Sharma Vishvareta Prajavara Ahasam Vatsaro Vyara Pratyaya Sarvadarshanaha Adya Sarveshvara Siddha Siddhi Sarva Virachitaha Vrishaka Viraniyatma Sarva Yoga Virishritaha Vasurva Sumana Satya Samatma Samhita Samaha Amodha Kundari Vaksha Vrishakarma Vrishakriti Rudra Vahushya Vahur Vishvayoni Suchishrava Amrita Shashvata Sanur Vararobha Mahatapa Sarvagas Sarvavidpanur Vishvakshena Janardana Vedo Veda Vidavyando Vedando Veda Vikkami Lokayaksha Suradyaksha Dharma Dhyaksha Krita Vritaha Chaturatma Chaturvyuhas Chaturdamshra Chaturbhujaha Rajishnur Bhojanam Bhokta Sahishnur Jagata Vijaha Anabho Vijayo Jeta Vishvayo Nirpunar Vasuhu Upendro Vamana Pramsurama Vaitutirujitaha Atina Sangraha Sarva Dhritatma Niyamo Yamaha Vidyo Vidya Sura Yogi Viraha Madhavo Madhubu Atindriyo Mahamayo Mahutsavo Mahabalaha Mahabudir Mahavirya Mahashaktir Mahadyutihi Anirdesha Vakushimanamiyatma Mahavidir Maheshvasa Mahiparta Srinivasa Satangatihi Aniruddha Surananda Govinda Govidampatihi Marichirya Manohamsa Suparna Bhujagottamaha Hiranyanabha Sutapa Padmanabha Prajapatihi Amrityu Sarva Dripsimha Sandhata Sandhimam Siraha Ajo Durvarshana Shashta Vishrutatma Surariha Guru satya satya parabrahma nirisho nirishasya vivachastatirvarni.
Next time, what I'll do is we'll keep chanting this whole thing, but the last two, the ones that we're working on, we'll chant three or four times.
Oh, okay.
You know, because otherwise, we don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I find when I'm chanting, I'm weaker on the last ones than I am on the first ones. You know,
it's like the Rudra.
Yeah.
We know verse one.
But it's very. I've had times when I've known this much better than I know it right now, because of that. But you know, if you can actually chant this through, it's so absorbing to chant it all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Because your mind has to stay with it, you know? And also you start to learn what the names mean. So it's really.
So you could do the whole thing before?
I could, but I can't. I can now, but I'll trip over this and that, some of the tongue twisters. In terms of chanting it, I mean. Okay? Okay, so let's go to. What's the verse number?
215 or on that one.
No,
215. 215. Anime Shaha. Everybody ready? It's 215. The Nama 215. Anime Shaha.
Anime Shaha.
Anime Shaha.
Anime Shaha.
Nitya.
Nitya.
Prabuddha.
Prabuddha.
Surupatwat.
Surupatwat.
Anime Shaha.
Anime Shaha.
Matsya Rupataya.
Matsya Rupataya.
Va.
Va.
Atma Rupataya. Va.
Atma Rupataya. Va.
Animishaha.
Animishaha.
So Animishaha. Nimishaha means the one whose eyes are closed. Animishaha, the one whose eyes are not closed. Your eyes are open. So it says, Nitya, always. Prabuddha, awake. Swarupatvat. Because of his swarupa, his nature being always awake, right? His swarupa is always awake. The Atma doesn't fall asleep.
Mm.
So it's always awake. As though that's a, you know. Because he's changeless, you wouldn't say he's awake as opposed to being asleep, but since he's never asleep, he's always awake. Right? So Nitya, you know, Nitya means technically that which is free from, that which is eternal, timeless. So eternal, when you use the word eternal, that usually has that sense of continuity. It goes on being. So that's why in terms of Brahman, we use timeless.
Mm-hmm.
Timeless doesn't have the sense of going on being. It has the sense of being free from time.
Right.
So nityam can be used either way. It can be used adverbially, and then it would mean always. Right. So here we would say, the one who is always Nitya Prabuddha.
Mm.
The one who is always awake. Right? Nitya Prabuddha Swarupatvat. Because of being one who is always awake, whose Swarupa is always awake, whose nature is always awake. Nitya Prabuddha Swarupatvat. Remember that twat? The twa affix and also the ta affix have the sense of being. So the one whose nature is. So the, like if I were to say, the difference, the one timeless or timelessness.
Mm.
That ness shows the kind of the abstract, the nature of something. So twa and ta are the two suffixes that are used for that. And you'll see them all the time. So that twa, Shankara uses all the time. So twa and twat. Fifth case, because of being. Okay? Often translates well with that. So, Nitya Prabuddha Swarupatvat Animishaha. He is called the one who is always awake because by nature, right, he is always awake. The one whose eyes are always open because by nature he is always awake, never asleep. There's another meaning, Matsya Rupataya Va, or because of being the nature of matsya, a fish, The first avatar, of the 10 major avatars, is the fish. And the fish, Swami just says, the fish never closes its eyes, you know? So the fish, the Matsya avatar, I'm not that familiar with it, but just in brief, somehow rescued Manu from the deluge. This is one of those Noah's Ark myths, you know? And Manu was told to gather all of the seeds from all over the world and put them in this, like, ark boat, and then the Matsya, and because of this deluge that was coming. And then Vishnu took the form of a fish, this half-fish, half-man, you know, form, and then was able to pull the boat, saving Manu, who was the first man, you know, and all of the seeds and everything. So it's a deluge myth. It's funny, they're all over the world. So just that we have Noah's Ark. So similar. You can look it up on Wikipedia anywhere. So Matsya Rupataya Ava or Atma Surupataya. Now, remember I said Twam and Ta? This Twa and Ta? Ta is feminine. It's a feminine affix, has exactly the same meaning, the abstraction. And so you're going to see Taya, it has the third person, the instrumental singular, because of having for its nature, right? Matsya, because it's rupa, because of having the form of, not nature, because of having the form of Matsya, which is the first avatar of the fish. And fishes don't have eyelids, so their eyes are always open. So Matsya rupa taya va, or that's one meaning, or because of being in the form of the fish as the first avatar. Or Atma rupa taya, same ta affix in the instrumental. Or because of being the Atma, because of being the Self. The Self never goes to sleep, right? So because of being the Self, the Satchitananda Atma, or because of being the fish, these two meanings, it is Annimishaha. There's another meaning that Swamiji gives, and I looked it up in the dictionary also. Nimisha also means a moment of time. Mm-hmm. You know? So Annimishaha is the one for whom there who has no time, like nitya in the sense of timeless. So Swamiji says Nimisha is a unit of time. That unit of time is also Ishwara. He is timeless, not measurable, not bound by time, and hence is Annimisha. At the same time, without Ishwara, there is no unit of time. Mm-hmm. So from the standpoint of Ishwara, there is time, but the one who is the self of Ishwara is timeless. So that's nice that Swamiji makes that little differentiation there. Okay, so let's do the next one. Shrugvi.
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 Shrug or Shrug is a garland necklace. Okay. It's okay, Tibbs. Come and be with us. Come and be with us. Come on.
Come on, girl.
We love you. You can do what you want. Bhuta Tanmatra Rupam.
Bhuta Tanmatra Rupam.
Vajayanti Akhyam.
Vajayanti Akhyam.
Srajam.
Srajam.
Nityam.
Nityam.
Piparati Iti.
Piparati Iti.
Sragvi.
Sragvi.
Okay, so Sraj or Srak in when you're using it in a sense, but Sraj. Sraj. Sraj is a garland, or a mala, like a garland, a mala necklace. Mm-hmm. Okay. Garland in the sense of a necklace. So the one with the garland called Vajayanti is how Swamiji translates it from the commentary. So if you look, Bhuta Tanmatra Rupam. Sraj is feminine. Mm-hmm. So Rupam, this is the accusative singular in the feminine. So the Tanmatras, the Bhutas are the five elements, space, air, fire, water, earth. The ten matras are the subtle elements that have not gone through this classification of becoming fivefold called panchikarana. So the five subtle elements, the ten matras, so I'll just remember, ten matra means subtle elements. So the Bhuta, you can just say the ten matras, or you can say the Bhutas ten matras, Bhuta ten matras, the five subtle elements. In the accusative, singular, feminine. Vajayantyakhyam, that means, let's go to the Srajam. the garland in the accusative, feminine accusative singular from Sraj, the garland known as Akyam, named or called or known as Vajayanti. Vajayanti is feminine again. It's the name for this particular garland that Vishnu has. And it's the garland that represents victory. Mm. Okay, Vijaya means victory. So that garland, the garland of the victorious. So the Vajayanti is actually the name of this garland that may comprise of the five subtle elements that Vishnu always wears. So the so nityam means always, adverbial here, nityam. Bibharati means he wears. From Bhr has many different meanings, like to hold or to contain, but also means just to wear. So Bibharati iti sragvi. The ja goes to ga because of sandhi here. Sragvin, that in affix, the one who has, right? That in. So sraj is garland. Sragvin is the one who has a garland. Okay. So it says, he always wears the garland known as Vajayanti, right? Which is in the form, which is made of, in the sense, the five subtle elements, right? Bhuta, tanmatra, rupam, Vajayanti, akyam, akyam, srajam, nityam, bibharati, iti, sravi. Yeah. Let's do the next one. Vachaspatihi.
Vachaspatihi.
Now you, in my version, there's a typo with this next word. The next word should say udaradihi. You have uru?
Yeah. Uru.
Yeah, take the ru out. It's just it's a typo, that's all.
The ur goes off?
Yeah, the ru goes off. So it should be udaradihi.
Udaradihi.
Yeah. In my book, they have it right in the... yeah, they have it right every place else. Somehow they got a ruin there. I don't know what happened, but anyway. Okay, let's look at the commentary. Vachaha.
Vachaha.
Vidyayaha.
Vidyayaha.
Patihi.
Patihi.
Vachaspatihi.
Vachaspatihi.
Sarva arta vishayaha.
Sarva arta vishayaha.
Breaking the sentence, you add the vasarga back in. Vishayaha. Dihi.
Dihi.
Buddhihi.
Buddhihi.
Asya iti.
Asya iti.
Udaradihi.
Udaradihi.
Okay, so vachaha comes from the word vach. It's feminine. And vachaha is the, he defines vachaha as vidyayaha. Vachaha is actually in the genitive singular from vach. And it means word. By itself, it means words. He's translating, he's giving a synonym for, what do they mean by words here? Vidyayaha, knowledge. That's true. You know, everything has a nama. The nama is the knowledge aspect of the object, right, in nama rupa. So he says, vachaha means vidyayaha patihi, the one who is the lord of knowledge. Or the master of knowledge, vidyayaha patihi, vachaspatihi. It's a name for Brahmaji. So, vachaha, genitive singular, feminine, vidyayaha, genitive singular, feminine, patihi, masculine, nominative singular. So the lord of vachaha, which is vidya, okay? Vidyayaha, vachaspatihi, the lord of words, the lord of speech, the lord of knowledge. Then he goes, sarva arta vishayaha dihi. Dihi is feminine. You see that? Dihi. It's feminine in the nominative singular, and it means buddhihi. It's one's mind, one's intellect, one's mind. Then sarva arta vishayaha. This is adjectival, because compound is adjectival to buddhi. The buddhi. Now, vishya means, it has different meanings. A vishya can be any object is a vishya. The subject matter of something, of a book, is its vishya. But also Vishya means the range or the sphere. Mm. Like, for instance, for my eyes, what is the Vishya of the eyes? Everything that can be seen, mm. right? So the range or the sphere of something. So here he goes, sarva arta, all knowledge. Arta means the meaning, mm-hmm. the meaning of everything, so the knowledge of everything, the arta. So sarva arta vishyaha dihi, the one whose buddhi contains all knowledge. Like, you could never say, you would have to say the sphere of your buddhi is limited. The range of your buddhi is limited. But the range of Bhagavan's buddhi is limitless, right? So all knowledge. So sarva arta vishyaha, or that should just be vishya, not vishyaha, dihi. Dihi is the feminine of yeah. So vishya is feminine. I put a visarga.
Yes, we have vishya with no visarga.
I was thinking, well, you know what, the visarga would drop. Mm-hmm. But it also, if it's vishya, it will still stay the same. So you have to know that it's vishya, not vishya. It's not going to be vishya because dihi is feminine. That's the nominative feminine. Singular is dihi. So vishya, dihi, buddhihi. The buddhi means the dihi is buddhihi. Asya, so whose? Of him, so his. Mm-hmm. His buddhi, his mind, it contains all knowledge. Sarva arta vishya dihi buddhi asya iti, therefore udara dihi. So udara means exalted. Dihi, his buddhi, is most exalted. Why? Because its sphere is limitless, has all knowledge. See?
And we don't have any experience like that.
I don't think so. This is wrong. I didn't look at any of the others. We have to stop there.
So the dihi means what?
Buddhi.
It's buddhi.
Yeah. Okay. Dihi is feminine. Buddhi is feminine also.
So it's repeated twice. Dihi and buddhi. Right?
Yeah, because in Sanskrit, in these commentaries, mm-hmm. they'll take a word that's in the text mm-hmm. that you're studying, and then right next to it they'll give a synonym.
Oh, I see.
That's why. So even if you say here, vachaha, then vidyayaha. Vachaha means vidyayaha. Mm-hmm. And they put them both in the genitive.
Mm-hmm.
You say vachaha, then you'll say vidyayaha, because it tells you two things. It gives you a synonym, mm-hmm. and it also tells you that repeats the case, genitive case. Good.
And is there more? Did Shankar write more commentary, or is this just complete?
No, there's more. But Swamiji took mostly what we call the vritti, just the small meaning. Now, if there's more something extra in Shankar's commentary that is interesting, he'll put it in. But for the most part, it's just a breakdown of the meaning. Though Shankara, like Swamiji. When he starts it, he has a lot to say. Like in the first third, there's so much unfoldment. Mm-hmm. So he gets here, then his commentary is also very short.
Shankar's
because mm-hmm. in the introduction, he's given the whole vision in the introduction. Mm-hmm. And then having given that, all of this is relying on that vision that he gave in the introduction.
You know what I thought? Because when I first met Swamiji, he was unfolding Vishvasastra, and he did that for a couple of years. And then I thought, and then he stopped. I don't think he finished. And so I thought the commentaries were short because he stopped.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. But, you know, I have the Vishvasastranama from two or three versions of it. So he has finished it. He's taught it a few times.
He did. It was just when I first met him, and he didn't. It was at Arshavidhi Gurukulam, and you know how they would continue text sometimes year to year, so I think he did a few years and then there he stopped.
Yeah.
So he's gone through this more than once?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yes.
Mm. Would he do it at the 3-year course?
Not the ones I was at. Uh-huh. No. He did it up in Rishikesh. Maybe, I mean, he did a lot of 3-year courses that I didn't attend, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he did or not, but I have 2 or 3 versions of it, which I didn't attend. I just
got like in recording?
Recordings, yeah. Yeah, recordings.
We'll have to celebrate when we get to 250.
When we get to 250, it'll be like a quarter milestone.
Yeah, quarter of the way through.
That's good. Ready?
Swasti prajabhyah paripalayantam nyayena margena mahim mahishah ko brahmanebhyah shubhamastu nityam loka samasta sukhino bhavantu kale varshatu parjanyah prithivi sasya shalini desho yam kshobarahitah Ramana santu nirbhayaha sarvem sarve bhavantu sukhinah sarve santu niramayaha sarve bhadrani pashyantu ma kaschit dukha bhag bhavet asato ma sadgamaya tamaso ma jyotirgamaya Mrityorma amritam gamaya Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudakshate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Shri Guru Pyo Namaha. Hari Om.